All right. I am joined here by Larry Gross, the host of Mountain Stage. You know his voice as the announcer and sometimes singer on the show, which airs here on WEMU on Friday nights at 10 o'clock and also repeating Sundays at 7 o'clock p.m. Here joining me on the phone is Larry Gross. Hello, Larry.
Hey, Jeremy. Good to be with you.
It's so great to talk to you. And we're here at WEMU today for our special one-day fundraiser, and we're talking about music on the radio, really. And in this crazy age that we live in, there are almost unlimited ways to find music. I mean, there's a million different platforms where music is available for really very small or no cost. But music on the radio is still something special, I think, and something unique.
Yes, it is, and it's something I think necessary. There are a million voices out there, as you say, and a million ways to hear music, but we don't all have time to sort it out. And it's nice to have some people that are helping to introduce music to you. And it's also, in our case, it's kind of unusual to hear music live nowadays on any kind of radio or television. So I think both those things are pretty important.
Yeah, and here at WEMU, we have kind of a dual format. You know, we're playing the normal kind of NPR news and information. We also have local news. But we have music during the day, live and locally hosted radio, music, jazz and blues, and roots music during the day, every single day of the week. And that's not something that you find as often anymore around the country. And one of the things about a local radio station that promotes music is it can help promote the music scene, whether it's the local musicians or local venues around your listening area.
Yeah, and that's all important. It really is extremely important for the people up there in the town, in the region, and around there, because all they're looking for is a chance to be heard. And you can go and play a lot live, and you can have people here. You have a lot of good venues up in your area.
Yeah.
People can do that. But until you can get into those venues, you know, it's more challenging. So to have the access to radio, whether it's playing your recording or whether it's you playing live, that's really extremely important for any kind of local or burgeoning music scene. And I'm sure they're extremely grateful that you guys do that.
Well, kind of related to all of that, this has been a wild year for absolutely everybody in the world, I guess. How are things over at Mountain Stage? I know you guys had to, you know, hit the pause button just like everybody else did, especially when it comes to live performances. I know that you have a great archive of music you're able to dig into. What's the status of things there at Mountain Stage?
Well, you're right. We haven't done a live show with an audience since it's over a year ago now, a year and a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we did three shows at the end of last year with no audience, with a lot of precautions taken. And that's not our favorite way to go, because the audience is, in any live performance, the audience is part of the performance. It isn't just a prop. I mean, it's the back and forth is what makes that kind of live music different than recorded music. So it's hampering us, but we're going to do our first show with an audience in April on the 16th down here. It's an outdoor show. It's something very unusual. We're helping a neighboring city from Charleston, Huntington, West Virginia, celebrate its 150th anniversary. We're actually doing a show at the Marshall University football stadium.
Yeah.
Of course, we don't expect to have a stadium full of people. There'll be a limited audience there, but at least it's outside. It's our first show. And then in June, we're looking to get back into it. And I think many artists are ready to go. It's right now. It's hard. April was hard to get people going out in April. There are some people, but not a whole lot.
Right, right. Well, you know, and it's amazing, at least for me, and I don't think I'm alone, just music in general during, you know, this difficult year for everybody. Music in general, however you're getting it, has been a real source of solace and support. You know, music will prop you up if you need it, listening to music and taking it in, which is, I guess, the power of it.
Absolutely. It's extremely powerful, emotionally, psychologically, even physically. I mean, it does something for you. I always said, you know, if you look at a parallel to like religious music,
mm-hmm.
People don't want to hear a sermon when they're sick or unhappy. They want to hear a hymn.
Right.
And I think the same is true with the secular music. You know, you don't want to hear a lecture. You really rather hear music and a song that lifts you out of something. And it really does that in so many ways. We hear from people all the time that feel that. And it expresses things that words alone cannot express. A song is a magical thing. For 3 minutes long, it can do stuff that that you couldn't get done in months of teaching.
That's right. That's right. Well, and I know at the end of every episode of Mountain Stage, you always encourage listeners to go out there and see some live music as soon as you can, just as soon as you can. And I hope we'll be doing that soon.
Yeah, I think we will. I hope we will. I think we will. And I think that's a good idea. I mean, let's face it. And everything you see in here is not going to be great. That's not the point.
Right.
The point is you're going to be out interacting with people. And there is something magical about being in a room and just feeling the vibrations in the room with the other people there. It's a real communal thing that makes us realize we're all connected with each other, no matter what. We really are. And you can really feel that when you're in a group and you're listening to music and you're playing music. You get this feeling that, yeah, we're all in this together.
That's right, and that's what Mountain Stage is about. That's what we're here about at WEMU, building that community of music lovers out there. Now, I have one kind of last question to ask you that I'm going to put you on the spot slightly, Larry. I imagine when you were a young man or even a kid, you might have seen, is there a show that stands out, a concert that you saw? You know, you've seen a million shows from the side stage of Mountain Stage, I know, but before that, when some show that just inspired you, that kind of made you realize that music might be the pursuit of your life, something out there that you saw back in the day?
Yeah, one show that really sticks out to me, I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
and it was when Bob Dylan toured for the very first time with the members of the band.
Oh, wow.
and it was after they did those shows that were disastrous in New York and Los Angeles. They went to Austin, Texas, and I grew up in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
Then they went to Dallas, and there was no booing. I mean, there was great booing against Dylan because of having the electric. So he
right.
came out and did the first half by himself, then the second half with the members of the band. I thought it was incredibly wonderful, both sides, and so did the people there. For some reason, Texas didn't boo.
They were into it.
Like the other people did, for whatever reason. I guess they weren't so hardcore folkies or whatever.
Right.
But that was pretty inspiring.
Man, wow. Though that's a historic tour to see, show to see. Wow. And then, I mean, I know you haven't managed to coax Bob Dylan on the Mountain Stage yet, but I remember you had the band on Mountain Stage, or version of the band on Mountain Stage at one point.
Yeah, we had them on twice, and we had Rick and Garth on before that. And they, you know, that if you look at Mountain Stage, kind of if you look at what would be the Big Bang that helped form the universe of Mountain Stage,
yeah.
it would be the Last Waltz. And if you look at the Last Waltz, you can see a lot of those people. Now, not the big names, not Van Morrison, not Dylan,
yeah.
but a lot of the other people, from Pop Staples and Mavis Staples and
yeah.
Emmylou Harris and a whole bunch of others. Had been on Mountain Stage, Dr. John.
Yeah.
And that's kind of part of created our universe. And so it was wonderful to have. The band was always my favorite group. And it was great to get to know them a little bit and have them on the show a couple of times, at least with Rick and Garth and Levon.
Yeah. Well, we can agree on that, Larry. Well, thanks so much for talking to us today and for encouraging people to make sure they get some music in their lives. And we will be listening to Mountain Stage and keep us updated on what's happening with the show.
Yeah, and I know your listeners are grateful for you, and I know they're going to show that right now because, you know, the best way to do it is during these times and reach into your pocket. And I always say, if you listen to the blues to get happy, well, then you can feel like you're rich by giving money away to your public radio station.
Thanks so much, Larry. Larry Gross, the host of Mountain Stage. Thank you.